take a peek inside the cabin of Jill Fredston's boat, and you'll think a rainbow exploded.
Well, when we got the boat, it had a lot of just dirty white surfaces on the inside, so I went a little insane, and I think there's 28 different colors of paint here and there throughout the whole boat.
The Companiera is hard to miss, tied up near the end of the transient float in Eliason Harbor. It's bright yellow, at least at first glance. Look closer, and it's actually a cream color with a yellow stripe.
But it is funny, even with just the stripe, people see it as a yellow boat.
Jill and her husband, Doug Fessler, are avalanche experts. They co-wrote the book Snow Sense, a guide to traveling in the backcountry and surviving avalanches. They've spent the last 7 years on the Companiera traveling the world. Now they're in Sitka.
We love Sitka. Sitka is just a very friendly place. We love all the different kinds of boats. We love walking the docks.
Before the Companiera and Alaska, Jill grew up about 25 miles north of New York City in Larchmont on a little island with only 4 houses. There, she fell in love with rowing.
I begged for a rowboat, and my parents finally agreed on the condition that they could name it, and they named it Icky Kid. I climbed in that rowing boat and basically have spent most of my time on water or in the winter in frozen versions of water all my life.
She came to Alaska in 1982 after getting her master's in polar regions and glaciology. Then she was offered a job heading the Alaska Avalanche Forecast Center in Anchorage, a position some thought she wasn't qualified for.
There were really only 2 problems. One was that I knew nothing at all about avalanches, and the second was that the state's reigning avalanche authority recommended very strongly against my hire. He was right, but I got the job, and then over the space of the next several years, we did this funny little dance where he went from probably the biggest skeptic I've ever had to mentor to partner to husband.
They've been working, writing, and traveling together ever since. They rode 25,000 miles in the Arctic over 20 years, an experience she recounts in her book, Rowing to Latitude.
Well, I love rowing. I love getting everywhere under my own power. But the reality is that we're getting older, and we were in the Northwest Passage in 2003 when we really started talking about having a bigger ship that could get us through the scary places or the boring places faster, but also be able to carry our rowing boats on board.
They came upon the Companiera online, but it wasn't exactly what they were looking for.
It had 2 major fatal flaws. One was that it was a wooden boat. The other was that it had an incredibly noisy engine that makes you go deaf. But something about this boat just caught us, and it's been a great ship. And then we had it in Alaska for about 5 years. And then in 2009, we just started wondering what it would be like to spend a winter with no snow.
So they traveled south on the Companiera, just the 2 of them and their late dog, Bodie. It takes her a full minute to list everywhere they visited along the way.
Mexico and Panama and Costa Rica and El Salvador.
They left Bodie with a family in Peru for a month, and Jill says during that time he learned Spanish. But there was one thing Bodie wouldn't do.
Yeah, Bodie had a thing about not doing his business on the boat.
When they couldn't drop the dinghy, Jill would swim Bodie out to land so he could relieve himself. And she says he'd swim happily, snorting like a pig. But coming back was another story.
When we came to go back to the boat, he was not interested at all in swimming to sea. So I would usually just grab him and stuff him into a lifeguard hold and drag him back out through the surf.
1 year turned to 2, 2 to 3, and eventually 7 years went by. But for now, they're happy to be back in Alaska.
Alaska definitely draws us for its people, for its wildlife, for some of the places that really are wilder than anywhere we've seen anywhere in the world.
Jill and Doug are still at the Avalanche Center. And while Jill isn't writing a book about their experiences on the Companiera, they plan to keep traveling anyway. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.